From the newsroom of The Oklahoman, I'm Ben Felder, and this is The Source. The Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office has no plan to remove ICE officers from the county jail, according to a statement released Thursday morning amid intense local debate on the issue. The statement was meant to serve as an explainer of what the two U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers who work in the jail do and why the Sheriff's Office does not honor requests from ICE to detain inmates for an additional 48 hours after their scheduled release. Kayla Branch has been covering the ongoing debate at the county jail. And Kayla, first off, what exactly do the ICE officers at the jail do?
Yeah, so what happens is when someone is arrested on a charge like a DUI or driving without a license and they are brought into the county jail, there's an intake process where you're going to do background checks and screens and things like that. And the ICE officers that work there assist in that process to determine citizenship status. And if they find someone who can't prove that they are in the country legally, then ICE will basically say, we have an interest in this person and we're going to investigate further. And so those ICE officers can request what's called a detainer, an immigration detainer. And that means that they have officially said, we're interested in this person. And when they are going to be released from their, you know, unaffiliated to ICE charge, that DUI or the driving without a license charge, whenever that release would be, can the jail please notify ICE that they're going to be released? And would you please consider holding them for an extra 48 hours so that we can come and pick them up? And those ICE officers facilitate that release process and taking people into ICE custody when they have the ability to do so.
And you keep saying, will you please, because it's not a command.
Right.
The county jail is not required to keep them. And if they did keep them past their release date, they would be responsible for, you know, detaining them and for the cost. Right now,
right,
the county does not keep
right
them past that date.
And,
right?
And that is what the sheriff's office has really tried to drive home, is that these are not legally mandated requests that we have to do, and we don't do them. The sheriff's office says that there are multiple different legal situations where the ICE detainers have been determined to be unconstitutional, that you are violating someone's Fourth Amendment rights. And so they say that we do not honor those extra 48 hours because we don't want to put ourselves into a situation where we may be liable for some sort of lawsuit or something like that. Some community advocates have said that they have personal testimony to the contrary of people who have been detained solely until an ICE officer could come pick them up. So I think it just probably depends on the individual experience.
Yeah. And, you know, immigration long been, you know, a hot topic, especially at the national level, but with another election ramping up. And some of the action of the Trump administration, we've seen some protests take place in Lawton at Fort Sill, which was going to be the site of a camp for detained minors. It seems like a lot of those people who are passionate about the topic of immigration enforcement have kind of turned their eyes and their attention on the county jail. Now, you've been at some meetings, some county jail trust meetings, where advocates, members of the community have spoken up to say, we don't want ICE officers there. What is the reason they're giving, and what's been the response? We know the response from the county sheriff, but what's been the response from county commissioners in this jail trust?
Yeah, so there are really two different ways that advocates have gone about saying, please remove these ICE officers. And one is the moral stance, just that we don't believe in taking someone who has committed, a nonviolent misdemeanor and they haven't been charged, right? Or they haven't been convicted. They've just been charged when you are brought into the county jail. A lot of times it's pretrial. And so they're saying that we are taking people who haven't done any sort of serious offense and we are putting them into the immigration pipeline or we're putting them into the deportation pipeline. Yes. And so it's a moral reason for a lot of folks that we shouldn't be doing this. We're a country of opportunity. And then for others, another side of the coin is, ICE does have some legal questions, like I said earlier, about the Fourth Amendment violations. So they're saying that, you don't have to do this. How closely you cooperate with ICE is kind of a discretionary question for different sheriff's office, different jails. So they're saying you don't have to do this. There are legal challenges and issues with ICE, and it's morally wrong. And so that's what the advocates have been saying. And the commissioners, so two of the county commissioners, Brian Mon and Kevin Calvey, they are supportive of having ICE at the county jail, and they believe that those officers should stay there and that they should continue doing the work they're doing. But Commissioner Carrie Bloomer has said that she is supportive of these protesters, and they've got a petition circulating to try and get signatures from the wider Oklahoma County community. I mean, she said she is supportive of what they're doing and that she does not like having the ICE officers in the jail just because of what ICE stands for. But also she's made the point of, we've got federal officers doing a federal job in a county-run facility. Mm-hmm. She's not a fan of that. And the members of the jail trust have been a little bit more withdrawn in their opinions. They haven't been very outspoken. And I think part of that is currently, and while the jail trust was set up to reform the county jail, they don't have authority of the day-to-day jail operations, so they can't make any changes. But still, when you attend these meetings, you can kind of see some division lines between them and who is going to be a real advocate for potentially trying to reform how ICE operates in the county jail versus people who are going to be supportive of ICE staying there.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see if this focus continues and what members of the public continue to do, if they're going to continue to show up at meetings, continue to speak out on this, and where the conversation goes from here. But as of right now, as you said, two of three county commissioners support having ICE officers there, and the county sheriff today reaffirming his support of that as well. Kayla, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.